Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are your go-to source. We want to help you. We want to help you change your life and help you change the life, the lives of loved ones and friends and family members and workmates as well. Get your friends and family off of their prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Longevity. We can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs or medications or something you may have heard about or skincare ingredients, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side today and every day. Try to call in early so we can get to as many calls as possible. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the Longevity products you hear advertised on the program, or if you want to purchase the Truth Treatment products, you can head over to truthtreatments.com, or you can head over to brightsideben.com to purchase Longevity products. You can also check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and my new blog, criticalhealthnews.com, that I'm doing with George Norrie, criticalhealthnews.com, and pharmacistben.com. We post regularly, and we have news stories as well as blog posts on both websites, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call the phone team, the Bright Side Ben phone team, at 866-735-2470. Order products directly from the phone. You can also, of course, join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee by calling the phone team, 866-735-2470. Okay. A little bit more about skin care and skin health in general. We're talking, last program we talked about skin moisturization. Dry skin, as it turns out, is much more significant than most people realize. It's not just a topical issue if you have dry skin. This, by the way, this is the case with pretty much all skin issues. If you have eczema, you got an internal problem. If you got a psoriasis, you got an internal problem. If you got acne, you got an internal problem. These are all diseases, health issues that manifest, that show up on the skin, but that doesn't mean the problem's on the skin. Just because it shows up on the skin doesn't mean that's where the problem is. In fact, it's never, or rarely anyway, a skin problem per se. It's very rarely, no matter what your skin health condition is, it's very rare that it's caused by something that you're doing topically, which means you're not going to be able to reverse the problem by putting something on topically. Where do dermatologists work? Topically. Why is dermatology silly? Because all it does is address the topical symptomology. In case of dry skin, which is an epidemic, whenever I do a talk, I will invariably ask people to raise their hands if they have dry skin. And you know what? Almost everybody, and I'm talking 99% of people that aren't teenagers or kids, and even teenagers or kids suffer from dry skin, but almost 99% of adults, in my based on my observations, have dry skin. And dry skin should never happen. Human skin is not supposed to be dry. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you that we got some big problems inside the body. The body is so forgiving and the skin is so forgiving that we don't necessarily notice these issues. And all we'll sometimes notice is little symptoms like skin dryness or flakiness, or African Americans call it ashiness. These are all skin health issues that are harbingers or indicators that something's wrong inside the body. In case of dry skin, which should never occur and almost always does, what is most likely happening is fats and fatty vitamins, essential fatty acids, omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, and fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K, are either not present in the diet, not being supplemented with, or they're not being absorbed. Either you're not getting your vitamins and essential fatty acids, or you're not absorbing them, or a combination thereof. It's got nothing to do with your moisturizing cream. And you're not going to get rid of it by using a fancier moisturizing cream, no matter what the very kind lady at the department store may tell you. Dry skin means something's wrong inside the body. It usually involves a lack of absorption or a lack of intake of essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. And this means that if you have dry skin, you're going to be at higher risks for other degenerative diseases. Dry skin is your friend in the sense that it's an announcement that you're at risk for all kinds of other diseases, including autoimmune diseases, including heart disease, including, God forbid, cancer. All of these are subsequent to follow dry skin and dry skin symptomology. And what do most of us do when we have dry skin? We put a moisturizer on. Now, we're going to be talking here about the absolute silliness and counterproductive nature of using a moisturizer for dry skin, of covering the skin up with wax and oil, not to mention emulsifiers and preservatives and fragrances. We'll be talking about how that's counterproductive in a little bit. But for now, I want to point out that because skin dryness is an internal condition, there's very little you can do to change skin dryness to skin softness or skin hydration with a moisturizing cream. In fact, the scamminess of the skincare business, and I've been in it for 30 years, and it is scammy. I don't blame people for being skeptical about skincare, because it's a scammy business. I was just at the annual ingredient trade show, last week in New Jersey, where you see all the latest and greatest skincare ingredients. There is no latest and greatest skincare ingredients. They're all the same silliness, and none of it, very little of it, works, with the exception of topical vitamins. And because you can't patent topical vitamins, nobody really even wants to talk about them. In any case, the scamminess of the skincare business is on par with the scamminess of the drug industry. And it's no coincidence that both of these businesses, the skincare business and the drug business, started and became mature and they developed in the early part of the 20th century. Along with, side by side with, advertising, side by side with marketing, side by side with mass mind control techniques. All of this was pioneered in the early part of the 20th century. The drug business, the Helena Rubinstein skincare business. I'm not picking on Helena Rubinstein, but the standard way we treat skincare, we treat the skin. It all developed alongside, side by side with, the marketing business, the mind control business. And by the way, the food processing business grew up at the same time, too. So you got the trifecta. You got the food processing business, you got the drug industry, and you got the skincare industry, all growing up, maturing, becoming humongous trillion-dollar entities if you add them all together. Do you know the drug business is a $1.5 trillion business in this country alone? All of these businesses, food processing, drugs, pharmacy, and skincare, all grew up in the early part of the 20th century as we started to figure out how the mind worked and how to control the masses, how to control large groups of people to get them to do our bidding. And it should come as no surprise to anybody who understands history that the Nazis and in Germany in the early 1920s, the late 1920s and early 1930s were especially fond of these techniques. Not that I'm linking Nazis to doctors and the skin business, although Dr. Wallach sometimes does that. Anyway, for years, and even to this day, the iconic topical treatment for dry skin, doctor recommended no less, was a kerosene-derived substance called Vaseline. Everybody's heard of Vaseline. Vaseline was derived from kerosene, invented in the late 19th century, way before we knew anything about the skin, way before we knew anything about the substructures in the skin and the layers of the skin, and way before we knew anything about vitamins and food nutrients and their importance for the health of the body and for the health of the skin. The guy who first brought Vaseline to the marketplace was a guy named Robert Cheeseborough. Yes, as in Cheeseborough Ponds. He was an oil chemist. He specialized in extracting fractions of oil and kerosene from fossil fuels. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
All Hi, welcome back to the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also check out my blogs, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the websites. You can also join the Bright Side Ben team right off the websites, or you can call the phone team at 866-735-2470. Our number today, and we do have lines open for you if you try to call in and gotten a dreaded busy signal, or if we've left you on hold in the past, we do have lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about eczema, psoriasis, acne, skincare ingredients, skincare products, nutritional nutrients or nutritional supplements, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. Likewise, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that too, 844-236-6010. If you have dry skin, and most people do, you got an internal health condition. Now, it may seem like, you know, superficial and cosmetic, and you don't need to really concern yourself about it. And really, if you don't care, you don't care. But keep in mind, if you have dry skin, like if you have eczema, or if you have psoriasis, or if you have acne, you're running higher risks for other disease states. And this is so important. Dry skin and skin conditions are harbingers. They're portals. They're announcements that something is percolating. Something bad is percolating, and it usually involves nutritional deficiencies, at least in the case of dry skin. Deficiencies in vitamin A, deficiencies in vitamin E, deficiencies in vitamin D and K, your fatty vitamins, as well as deficiencies in omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids. By the way, there's no omega-3 fatty acids in the skin, per se, or to any great degree. Mostly skin fats are omega-6 essential fatty acids. That's why I made my omega-6 healing cream, by the way, to help replace those omega-6s. And, oh, by the way, do you know cholesterol plays a very, very important role in keeping the skin healthy and moist and soft? And statin drugs, just yesterday, actually, a U.S. pharmacist published an article about statin drugs causing diabetes. You know, 87%. You have an 87% higher risk of getting diabetes if you are on a statin drug. As far as the skin goes, statin drugs, because they suppress cholesterol, can also cause dry skin. Cholesterol is a precursor. It gets turned into skin moisturizing factors. Yet another reason to eat your eggs and your cholesterol-containing foods. If you have dry skin, no doubt you've tried, or at least heard about, using Vaseline. Vaseline was for a long time, not so much anymore, but for a long time, it was the major treatment for dry skin. Doctors would recommend Vaseline for dry skin. Doctors would recommend Vaseline for burnt skin. Doctors would recommend Vaseline for almost anything on the skin. Vaseline was invented by an oil chemist named Robert Cheeseborough in the late 19th century, 1860 or 1870. Robert Cheeseborough was an oil chemist. He specialized in extracting kerosene from whale oil. Later on, he started to work with petroleum, with fossil fuel. As the story goes, Robert Cheeseborough, young scientist and entrepreneur, during a visit to an oil well in Pennsylvania, he noticed that oil workers were smearing their skin with this gooey substance that was accumulating on the machinery. They called it rod wax. And they were smearing this gooey rod wax, kind of oily substance, on their skin. And they found that it had a healing property. It was softening for the skin. Keep in mind, nobody really knew anything about moisturizers in 1860 and 1870 and 1880. Nobody even really knew anything about the skin. Anyway, Cheeseborough, being the scientist and the lab rat and entrepreneur that he was, got curious. He took some of this rod wax home, and he started experimenting with it. After months of testing, he managed to successfully extract something he called petroleum jelly out of this rod wax substance. And by the late 19th century, by 1890 or so, Cheeseborough was marketing his petroleum jelly product under the name Vaseline. Vaseline means water oil. Wasserolein. Wasser is German for water. Olein for oil. And he called his substance Vaseline water oil, which refers to the fact that this stuff had a water-trapping property. Vasa, water, olein, oil. And anyway, the story is that Vaseline was named because it had an ability to trap water. Within 10 years, Vaseline, which was the first topical skin moisturizing product, was found in almost every household in America. And of course, while Vaseline may have been a state-of-the-art skincare in 1870 because it's so cheap, it's an oil industry waste product, it's used to this day by ignorant, unfortunately, ignorant skincare professionals who've been entranced into believing that moisturization means smearing something on the skin, some oily substance on the skin. Today, we don't use Vaseline as much, but we use similar kinds of substances. Skin moisturization is, for the most part, not a topical issue, but a nutritional issue. You want to get rid of your dry skin? Is your dry skin uncomfortable? You don't like the way it looks? You don't like the way it feels? Think topical vitamins. Think internal vitamins. Think digestion. This should come as no surprise to anybody who's listened to this program. We talk about this all the time. Dry skin has a lot in common with Alzheimer's disease. Dry skin has a lot in common with autoimmune disease. Dry skin has a lot in common with any health condition. Nutritional, digestive, blood sugar, and oxygen. And oh, by the way, it turns out that there's a major relationship between oxygen, or the lack thereof, and skin disease. We'll be talking about that in the coming days. Topical vitamins can be super useful. In the case of vitamin C, which we spent a lot of time talking about, we'll continue to spend a lot of time talking about. Vitamin C encourages the development and the growth of skin cells. Technically, these things are called keratinocytes. Skin cells are called keratinocytes because they're cells that make keratin. Cyte, C-Y-T means cell, keratin cells. Vitamin C encourages the development and the growth of skin cells. And that's topically as well as internally. That means if you have eczema or you have any kind of disruption in the surface of the skin, that's what eczema is. It's a barrier disruption issue. Think topical vitamin C, especially in its fatty form. We'll tell you about that here in a minute. Vitamin C plays a key role in helping skin cells grow correctly on the surface of the skin. And what's more, vitamin C also plays a key role in stimulating the production of skin fats, so-called skin lipids. These are the true skin moisturizers, divine skin moisturizers, the real skin moisturizers. These are substances that are produced in the skin itself, and vitamin C increases or upregulates their production internally as well as topically. You could do a heck of a lot of stuff you could get a heck of a lot of benefit by putting vitamins on top of the skin. You know, the skin is an organ of last resort for nutritional deficiencies, or for nutrition, I should say. That is, if your heart is deficient in vitamin C, your liver is deficient in vitamin C, your bones are deficient in vitamin C, your lungs are deficient in vitamin C, when you take your supplements or you eat your vitamin C containing food, that's where the vitamin C is going to go. It's going to go to the heart. It's going to go to the liver. It's going to go to the bones. And it's going to go to the skin last. And this is where topical vitamins can play such an important role in keeping your skin healthy. The body doesn't really care about the skin as much as it cares about the liver and the lungs and the spleen. That makes sense. The internal viscera, the internal organs, that's where the body is going to put most of the nutrients that you get internally, especially if you're deficient. By putting vitamin C on top of your skin, you can bypass this kind of shunting effect, this redirecting of vitamin C to the visceral organs, to the internal organs. This is why topical vitamins are so important. Yeah, you can use Vaseline and other waxy, oily substances found in your typical cheapo moisturizing products. They'll imitate moisturization. But why simulate moisturization when you can stimulate moisturization using topical vitamins? Vitamin C, for one. There's so much about vitamin C in the skin. For wrinkles, for anti-aging, for moisturization, for dark spots, for acne, for inflammation. We'll be spending a lot of time.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We're back on the bright side. Got lines open for you. Hang tight. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. If you're on hold, 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you're interested in purchasing any of the Youngevity products, head over to my website, brightsideben.com or criticalhealthnews.com or pharmacistben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. If you're interested in purchasing any of my new Truth Treatment products, you can head over to Truth Treatments at... head over to truthtreatments.com. Truth Treatments, one word, All little letters, truthtreatments.com. You can order products right off the website, truthtreatments.com. Okay, 844-236-6010. Let's go to Oklahoma. Welcome, David, to the Bright Side. What's up, David? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Actually, I had two questions, but I'll ask this first question.
Sure. We got lines open.
Ago.
Go ahead.
I read some years ago that castor oil was used for skin condition. What can you tell me about that?
Oh, yeah. Castor oil is awesome stuff. You ever hear of Edgar Cayce, by the way? Do you know who Edgar Cayce was? They call him the Sleeping Prophet. Google Edgar Cayce, C-A-Y-C-E, I think he spells his name. Edgar Cayce was, they call him the Sleeping Prophet. He used to lie down on a couch and give people psychic readings back in the 1920s and 1930s before anybody really knew what psychic readings were. And he used to talk a lot about using castor oil for healing. And to this day, castor oil is considered to be one of the more important alternative medicinal oils for skin conditions as well as for internal conditions. And there's some really interesting features to castor oil, which is actually a big time industrial oil. It's used as a lubricant in industry, and it's used in has a certain electrical quality. All of this has to do with the fact that castor oil is unique among vegetable oils in the sense that it has a certain kind of water solubility. You know, there's a very important polarity or distinction, I should say, between water soluble and fat soluble. We've talked about that a lot. Does that make sense? Water soluble versus fat soluble. You know what I mean when I say that?
Sometimes
does, right? Well, so obviously oils are going to be oil soluble. Obviously, they dissolve in oil, but castor oil actually has some water soluble properties, and that makes it interesting in the world of oils. In fact, that's why castor oil has got so much skin benefit and also drug benefit, in the sense that it can be used to increase the penetration of topical medicines through the skin, so that you can use castor oil as a transdermal enhancer. If you are trying to get nutritional substances like vitamin C, for example, or vitamin A, or if you're trying to get hormones like estrogen or DHEA or progesterone into the deeper levels of the skin, or even into the blood, if you put a little castor oil on your skin first, the drugs, the DHEA, the progesterone, the estrogen, or the vitamin C, whatever it is that you're using, will penetrate deeper into the skin if there's a little layer of castor oil on the skin first. Or if you mix the castor oil in with your progesterone or your DHEA. In fact, you can make your own progesterone transdermal topical product by getting some progesterone powder from a drugstore, from a pharmacy, and then mixing it in with a little castor oil. Now, you'll have to use some heat. Progesterone doesn't really go into castor oil very effectively, but some will go in there and you'll get some transdermal penetration. The same penetrating property the castor oil has can be used for back pain, for example, or as a massage product. And castor oil does make a nice massage product. Interestingly, the component in castor oil that imparts this water solubility is a substance called ricinoleic acid. And this R-I-C-I-N, ricin, the ricinoleic acid, the ricin component of ricinoleic acid is known as one of the most toxic substances there is. In fact, the CIA is stereotypically will put a little touch of ricin on an umbrella tip, and at least this is how the mythology goes. A little touch of ricin on an umbrella tip, if you get touched with that umbrella tip, it'll kill you. Ricin is super, super toxic. Now, this accounts for some of the toxicity associated with castor oil, and castor oil does have a certain amount of toxicity associated with it. Certainly more toxicity than other oils, and that's because of the ricin. The castor seed contains ricin. Remember, seeds don't want to be eaten, so seeds will contain toxic elements. We've talked about phytoestrogens as a toxic element. We've talked about coumarins, blood thinners, as a toxic element that are found in seeds. Gluten is a toxic element that's found in seeds. And ricin is also a toxic element. It's a protein that's found in seeds. It's found in the castor seed specifically. So castor oil will typically have the ricin extracted out, but tiny little traces of ricin can still exist in castor oil. And this is one of the reasons why castor oil is not really used a lot in the world of skincare. Castor oil also has a little kind of off smell, kind of an unpleasant odor associated with it. Castor oil is sometimes used to induce nausea and vomiting for this reason. Castor oil is also used to treat constipation for this reason. The body will want to expel castor oil, so it can induce some vomiting as the body tries to get rid of the castor oil, or induce diarrhea as the body tries to get rid of the castor oil. So if you have constipated, a teaspoon of castor oil may help induce a bowel movement. Too much will cause diarrhea. And also it's sometimes used to induce pregnancy. Although that's more of a, it's not necessarily a scientific treatment, but it's the same idea. When the body gets castor oil in it, because of the toxicity, the very slight toxicity associated with castor oil, the body will try to expel things out of the system, and this is one of the reasons why it's been used, not in a scientific or in a therapeutic or in a medicinal way, but by midwives and throughout history to induce pregnancy, also as a to treat constipation and also to induce vomiting. Does that help you?
Yes, you did help me. The other question I had was, I don't know how much you know about this one here. Hydrogen peroxide being used intravenously through the veins.
Yeah, I have heard of hydrogen. Hydrogen peroxide is also interesting stuff. Do you use hydrogen peroxide at all as a mouthwash? Have you ever experimented with it?
I've used hydrogen peroxide on my dogs. When they had illnesses, certain illnesses, and it's worked. It's actually worked better than bringing the dog to the vet.
What did you do? How did you use it?
Well, the dog had a severe diarrhea problem, and I went ahead and used it in their drinking water. And there was another situation I had where the dog was breaking out with the skin would break out like with pus, and the skin would crack and it would spread over the dog's body, and I used that also on the dog's skin, and it cleared the dog up within a week's time. The dog was fine.
That's
and,
interesting.
A person that I knew had taken his dog, he had spent over $1,500 taking his dog to the vet with the same particular skin problem, and the dog had even lost a limb, and the dog ended up dying. But I didn't know about that. By the time I heard about it, the dog already had been dead. So, I mean, another thing, too, is that when you use it on the dog's skin, you know that the hair color changes?
Yeah, it's a bleaching agent. Peroxides are bleaching agents. Women will use peroxides in their hair to make their hair blonde. Benzoyl peroxide used for acne. If you ever get benzoyl peroxide on a t-shirt or your bedclothes, you can bleach your bedclothes and dye. Peroxides have a bleaching property. I wasn't sure what you were saying about intravenous hydrogen peroxide, though. I know it's used for pneumonia and such. It's been reported to benefit patients who have pneumonia to reduce as an antibacterial. I'd like to hear what you have to say, though. So hang tight, okay? I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you when we come back from our break.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. people 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side talking to David in Oklahoma about that IV hydrogen peroxide used as an antibacterial. It also can help dissolve cholesterol. Although, you know, anytime you stick something right in your veins, you got to be very careful. And I wouldn't be messing around with H2O2 intravenous. Did you have anything you want to add to that, David?
The name of the guy that wrote the book is Conrad LeBoux. Have you ever heard that name?
I haven't. What's the name of the book?
It's called Hydrogen Peroxide and Ozone. It's in its this one that I have right here. It's in its 13th edition. It's a little pamphlet. It's not really a big book.
Spell this guy's name.
Conrad, and then it's Lebeau. It's LEBEAU, and you should be able to find it.
I'm
going to
look him up. I'm going to look him up. Because, you know, hydrogen peroxide is made by the body, so it's not like it's an absolute poison, but it is pretty powerful stuff, and putting it right in the veins is something, I would think long and hard before I stuck it in my veins, although, as I say, it has been used as an antibacterial and also to help dissolve cholesterol plaques and calcium deposits. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I've never used it, intravenously, but I was using the pharmaceutical one with you mix it in with water and you drink it down. And
what percent were you doing? Do you know what percent you were doing?
I think it was
9%. Here's a little tip for you if you want to use it, and for anybody out there listening who wants to use hydrogen peroxide perhaps as a tooth whitener or as a anti-infective for your ears. Or if you, for whatever reason, helped your dogs for rashes and such, I get 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide and then dilute it down to 10% or 12%. And it's a lot cheaper that way. And you can make your own. Use distilled water and keep it. You don't need to keep it in the fridge or anything because hydrogen peroxide is a preservative. But you can, you know, a 4-ounce bottle of this stuff, if you dilute it, can be pretty inexpensive. I use it as a tooth whitener, actually.
Right. According to this book, though, right here, it says it's supposed to go ahead. I'm not going to say it cures, but it shows over here arthritis, emphysema, carpal tunnel
syndrome. I've heard that. I'm not necessarily. Look, if you have any of these kinds of issues, you can treat it medicinally, and that's what you're talking about here by using hydrogen peroxide. Mm-hmm. But arthritis is not a hydrogen peroxide deficiency. And that's really why I very rarely will talk about medications, as far as therapy goes, medications on this program. Because to me, if you have arthritis, you have a degenerative, any kind of degenerative health issue, you've got a nutritional problem, you've got a digestive problem, you've got a blood sugar problem, and then you've got an oxygen and toxicity issue. And these are really the primal areas that you want to work on. Medicinally, yeah, maybe to get rid of symptoms if you're in miserable pain. But as far as reversing and really taking care of these kinds of health issues, think nutrition, think supplements, think stabilizing blood sugar and working on the digestive system, detoxification, and that includes sugar, and then also respiration and oxygenation. Hope that helps. Anything
thank
else you want
you,
to add?
Ben.
Okay, cool. God bless. Have a beautiful. Yeah? Anything
thank
else?
Thank you.
All right, take care, man. All right, Frank in Illinois, what's going on? Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to, I'll be as brief as I can. I've got three teenagers, a 19-year-old girl, 18-year-old son, and a 16-year-old son, and they suffer from acne, and there's a couple of products that they tried using. There's one that's advertised on television quite a bit, and they claim
Proactive? Are you talking about Proactive?
Yes, Proactive, and they claim
they
it really helped.
Well, of course not. That's the Proactive is just more silliness. It's benzoyl peroxide. If you really, really want Proactive, just go to the drugstore and get benzoyl peroxide. It's the same stuff. Now, they do put some herb in there, you know, to kind of make it more proprietary. But basically, you're looking at the standard acne medicine called benzoyl peroxide, which, by the way, is similar to hydrogen peroxide, except it's more fatty than hydrogen peroxide, which would make sense because it's being used to treat acne. Benzoyl peroxide is an extremely toxic substance in high concentration. Now, it's true that in Proactive and in drugstores, you're only going to get 5% or 2.5% or maybe less. And in order to go into carcinogenicity, cancer-causing, and benzoyl peroxide, you need like a 50% benzoyl peroxide. Nonetheless, benzoyl peroxide is a known cancer-causing agent. Just Google benzoyl peroxide and cancer. Now, I know that you're only using 2% or 5% or low concentrations, but do you really want to put even 2% of a known carcinogen on your skin or on your kid's skin?
No.
Who came up with it? It's craziness. Here's the deal. Acne, like all skin diseases, is an internal condition, not a topical condition. Can you improve the appearance of acne-prone skin with benzoyl peroxide? Maybe. Can you improve the appearance with glycolic acid, lactic acid, salicylic acid? Maybe. But the problem is not in the skin. It's inside the body. For the most part, you're looking at nutritional deficiencies in combination with digestive problems and occasionally hormone issues as well. So here's what you need to do for acne. And you can also go back to the archives because we spent a lot of time talking about this a couple weeks ago. Number one, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. Everybody with acne, really everybody, needs 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate, but especially if you have acne. You can induce acne in a laboratory animal simply by removing zinc out of the diet. Likewise, you can reverse acne or you can have dramatic healing properties, for healing effects on the skin by using 50 milligrams a day of zinc picolinate. That's your go-to mineral. For acne. A secondary mineral for acne is selenium. Use the ultimate selenium, 200 to 400 micrograms a day. Those are probably your two most important minerals for acne. Your two most important vitamins for acne are vitamin A and vitamin C. In fact, vitamin A and vitamin C are the two most important vitamins for the skin in general for anti-aging. For dark spots, for wrinkles, whatever. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just saying the vitamin A, I just kind of have an issue with a lot of it's a soy-based product. And
it's not soy. There's no vitamin A in soy. I don't know where you're getting that from. Soy is vitamin A is an animal product. It's only found in animals. There's no vitamin A in any plants. Now, plants will make vitamin A-like substances, retinoid substances, one in particular called beta-carotene, but that's not vitamin A. Let me say that again because there's a lot of misunderstanding. thing. For a lot of folks are spreading this silliness and this crazy science that beta-carotene is vitamin A. Beta-carotene is not vitamin A. It has some vitamin A activity. It may be converted into vitamin A if you're healthy and strong, but it's not vitamin A. Vitamin A is only made by animals for animals. Look, I don't like eating meat, and I don't eat a lot of meat, and I'm not a big believer in eating a lot of animal products. But you know what? You're not going to get vitamin A unless you're eating an animal, whether it's dairy or whether it's organ meats or whether it's fish or whatever. That's the only way you're going to get vitamin A. Likewise, vitamin D. Although you can get vitamin D from a chemical reaction that occurs from the sun, in terms of food-based, you're not going to get vitamin D except from an animal. Mushrooms are an exception. Mushrooms are a very interesting exception because mushrooms are they're a fungus, which is sort of like a cross between a plant and an animal. Any case, vitamin A, 20,000 IU a day, must have for acne. Vitamin C, 5,000 milligrams a day, or anywhere from 1,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day for acne. You can also do dramatic things topically with retinol, which is vitamin A, and also vitamin C. Head over to truthtreatments.com, get the retinol gel applied very sparingly to blemishes. It is a topical treatment, but because it's a vitamin, you're going to get healing properties that you're not going to get from benzoyl peroxide. I'm not telling you that you're going to cure acne topically with retinol, but you can get some wonderful healing, anti-pigmentation, and also blemish reduction benefits by using topical retinol. Head over to truthtreatments.com. If you want retinol, there's also 25% vitamin C in my retinol gel. So it's a combination of vitamin C in its fatty form, in its premium form, along with retinol. Other nutrients, other nutritional strategies or dietary strategies include taking care of the digestive system. Use probiotics, the Biolumin Nightly Essence, also digestive enzymes after meals, apple cider vinegar after meals. If you can link the breakouts to foods, you can eliminate those foods. That also can be helpful. And then acne for many years was called skin diabetes. That's because, interestingly, they used to use diabetic medication for acne. Why? Because there's a very important relationship between the inflammation that causes acne pimples and blood sugar and problems with blood sugar metabolism and insulin production as well. So using all of your blood sugar stabilizing strategies can also be helpful for dealing with acne. And now, recently, there's been some literature talking about lack of oxygen inside the follicle leading to an inflammatory condition that can cause acne. That lack of oxygen can be caused by problems with breathing or inflammation or circulatory problems as well. So keeping the blood circulating, exercise, getting on a rebounder can help. All kinds of strategies. Of course, deep breathing techniques can also be helpful too. Thanks for your call, Frank. Appreciate it. Hope we helped you out. Nobody has to deal with acne. Nobody has to deal with dry skin. Nobody has to deal with any health challenge, folks. It's not a medical model. It's not a medical model problem. It's a lifestyle problem. That's what we're all about here on the Bright Side. Empowerment, taking care of our health conditions ourselves. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, awesome, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you. Calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.